In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. Hallelujah. Oh yes, many, many years ago, Giuseppe and Maria came with their four children from Italy, and they were on the boat. And as they came from Italy, they brought their provolone and their bread, and they were going to be on the ship for 2 weeks. And after several days, the bread was all mushy, and the food was awful. And little Giuseppe said to the daddy, "Give me a nickel so that I can buy a Coca-Cola." And the Coca-Cola was a nickel at that time. And, you know, they were in those red bins. I remember them many years ago. What happened is the little kid didn't return for how many hours? 2 hours. And when he came back, he was filled with food. You know, his whole shirt was covered with different colors. And Papa was going to hit him, so I'm going to give him matzah, matzah. That means a real good slap on the backside. And the little kid, "Don't hit me, Papa." He says, "I ate turkey and roast beef and lasagna and everything good." And the father said, "We never beg. We are proud people." And the little kid said, "It all comes with the ticket, Papa. It all comes with the ticket." Now, I'm reading from 1 Corinthians 2. Talking about it all comes with the ticket. "Yet we do not speak of a wisdom to those who are mature, but not a wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age who are passing away. Rather, we speak of God's wisdom, a mysterious, hidden wisdom, which God predetermined before the ages for our glory, and which none of the rulers of this age knew. For if they had known this wisdom, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, 'Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, what God has prepared for those who love him.' And this God has revealed to us through the Spirit. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, what God has prepared now for those who love him. Not only when we die, but now for those who love him. Now for those who love him. I'm telling you, eye hath not seen, and ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man or woman, what God has prepared for those who love him. And this has been revealed to us through the Spirit. And there is the key. This has been revealed to us through the Holy Spirit, what God has prepared for us. And if you do not have a relationship in the power of the Spirit, you are just eating the same old bread over and over again, mushy, waiting for the rapture. I call it the rupture. And I'm saying you're very disappointed because you're not operating in the gift of the Holy Spirit. You're not operating in the gift of the Holy Spirit. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man or woman, what God has prepared for those who love him. And this has been revealed to us through the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit. Last night I was in Marshfield, and there were how many children? There were 8 children here, beautiful, gorgeous children. And so one of the little kids was in the television room and playing with a game, a computer game, and I called her Mary. I said, "Mary." She says, "I'm not Mary. I'm Gracie." I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, Gracie." And it just hit me when she says, "I'm Gracie." Let me tell you about Gracie, okay? "Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man or woman, what God has prepared for those who love him." Now, Gracie's about 6 years old now. She's about 6 years old. And I met Gracie first when she was an infant baby in Hanover. Her mother didn't know me, and I didn't know her. And Father Martin and I, on the night before Ash Wednesday, I call it Ash Tuesday, you know, the day before Lent, on that night before Ash Wednesday, she came up to me. We were before the Blessed Sacrament, and she gave me her baby. She says, "My baby is sick." She placed her baby in my arms. The second she placed, this is Gracie now. But the second she placed Gracie in my arms, I said, "Oh, what's wrong with her bladder?" Now, I don't know anything about bladders, okay? I know nothing about bladders. She says, "Oh, Gracie's bladder is leaking and all this kind of stuff, and she needs a major operation. It's going to be hours and hours and hours." So I prayed over the baby, okay? I prayed over the baby and asked the Lord to heal the baby. And that's it. Now the healing service starts. I celebrate Mass. I preach for about an hour. Now we start praying for the sick. Isn't that wonderful? And I see this woman leaving with a baby. It was the same woman. It was the same woman. I called the lady up. I said, come back here. I want to pray with the baby. I said, what's wrong with the baby? About 3 hours ago, I knew what was wrong with the baby. I said, the baby's got something wrong with the bladder. She says, Gracie has trouble with her bladder. And she told me the whole story again. It was all new information to me. I had never heard it like. So I held the baby, and I said, oh, the Lord has healed this baby. The Lord has healed this baby. That's what I said. The Lord has healed this baby. I said, do not take this baby under a knife. This baby needs another CAT scan. Now, I didn't know any of this kind of stuff. And when I said that, I saw dollar signs. I said, I don't care how much this CAT scan costs. This baby has been healed. She should not be operated on. I never say things like that. But eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. But this has been revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. This was revealed to me by the Holy Spirit. Now, I could have been wrong. So Emily, that's the mother, went to tell her mother about what Father Tom said, because they had all been praying for Gracie, because she was sick and needed this terrible operation. The mother said, give Gracie a chance. Let's see what God has done. So Emily went to the doctors and said, I will not operate on the baby unless you give me another CAT scan. The doctor said, impossible. It's an intrusive CAT scan. It's too much money. She said, no operation. She said, you know, you're not treating your child right. She said, I want another CAT scan. Come to find out, someone canceled their CAT scan. And they brought Gracie in. And they gave the baby the CAT scan. And guess what happened? She was completely healed. The doctor did it 3 times. Didn't believe it. This intrusive CAT scan, baby was completely healed. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man or woman what God has prepared for those who love him. But this has been revealed to us by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, if you do not have a ministry of the Holy Spirit, you are a social worker. That's all you are, is a social worker. You will not speak the word of wisdom. You will not speak the word that will help people, that will untie things, that will heal. The Holy Spirit is the one who does this. Eye hath not seen, and ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. And this has been prepared and shown to us by the Holy Spirit. I'm not even talking about heaven. I'm not even talking about heaven. I'm talking about the things God has prepared for those who love him, for the body of Christ, to bring people into a fuller experience of the love of Jesus, a fuller inheritance through the blood that we have obtained through the cross of Jesus Christ. I'm saying that most people don't know the Holy Ghost. Most people are just eating bread that's been, and I'm not talking about the Eucharist. I'm talking about the bread of Maria and Giacomo, whatever his name was, that came over the waters to come to the United States. It took 2 weeks, and they were eating the same old stuff, and they could have been feasting at a table. But it all came with the ticket, you know. It all comes with baptism. It all comes with faith. It all comes with what God has given us. But you see, it takes faith to receive what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hit it. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He healed my mind. He saved me. Just in time, I'm going to praise his name. Hallelujah. Listen. This has been revealed by the Holy Ghost. This has been revealed by the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, you need to get on your knees and ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit. I received the Holy Spirit of confirmation. Isn't that beautiful? Then ask the Spirit to be released in you. Ask him to do Pentecost through confirmation. I believe it too. But you've got it all, you get these talks on the Holy Spirit and on Jesus and on the Father. And I'm going to tell you about God. God is, the Father is water. The Son is ice. And the Holy Spirit is the vapor. They're all the same stuff. Well, my God, that doesn't change anybody's life. That's true. It's true, and it's a good analogy, but you know what? I'd rather get the little kids and put my hands on these little kids and start praying for the Holy Ghost to come, that God would do something through them, that they would pray for the sick and that they would get better. Never mind, the Father is water, the Son is ice, and the Holy Spirit is vapor, all made of the same substance. Yeah, give me a break. Give me a break. The Father is God. The Father is our Father. What good gift would he withhold from those who ask him? That if his children ask for a stone, would he give them, if they ask for a piece of bread, would he give them a stone? If they ask for a fish, would he give them a scorpion? How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Never mind, the Father is water. Jesus, my Lord is right. He is my Lord. He gave his life for us. Hallelujah. He bled on the cross for us. Hallelujah. He rose from the dead for us. The Holy Spirit. I will not leave you orphaned. I will send the Holy Ghost, my Lord. And when he comes, you shall do greater things than I, because I go to the Father. Listen, all this doctrinal stuff, it just doesn't do anything until you know the power, until you know the presence of God, until you know that eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. Just several weeks ago, I was distributing Holy Communion, and I knew that Robert's leg was weeping, and, you know, he had closed his leg in the door, and Robert's got troubles, you know, poor Robert, he's got troubles, he's a good guy, and I just gave him Holy Communion. I said, the body of Christ, Robert, for your healing, immediately as he received the body of Christ, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, that weeping stopped, and his leg started to heal. Immediately. Jesus did it himself. Jesus did it himself. Jesus did it himself. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man or woman what God has prepared for those who love him. I'm telling you, God has prepared great things for us. But it says, the next line, but this God has revealed to us through the Holy Spirit. And that's the problem. The Holy Ghost is absent in most people's ministries. The Holy Ghost is absent in most people's lives. The Holy Ghost is absent in the church. Yeah, we have business as usual in the church, you know. You know, let me tell you what I mean. We got this big thing that we're going to honor priests. You know, we're going to honor priests, okay? I don't mind honoring priests. This is the year of the priest. Hallelujah. I honor priests, you know. I'm going to tell you how I honor priests. The priests that are getting nothing, I give them money. That's right. That's right. The priests that have been thrown out because of sexual abuse, I send them money. That's how I honor priests, I'm going to tell you. I don't just honor priests by talking about honoring priests. That's right. I know that these priests that have been ill-accused, I send them money. And I'm not talking about Father Toomey. I have priests that call me that they can't pay their bills. That's right. They can't pay the. I honor priests. I see them. I send them money. That's how I honor priests. Priests that are being ripped off by different dioceses. That's how I honor priests. Priests that are receiving $200 a month that are incapable of working. I give them money. That's how I honor priests. I don't just talk about honoring priests. You know what I'm saying? That's a crock. Anyway, we got this letter that we're going to honor priests, and we're going to have, you know, a big dinner to honor priests, and it's going to be $5,000 a table. They're not honoring priests. It's a fundraiser. Now, you see, I have no problem with a fundraiser if you tell me it's a fundraiser. But don't tell me it's honoring priests. This is a fundraiser, and I'm not into it. I'm not going. I don't think you're not going to get my $5,000. I'd rather give the $5,000 to the priests that have nothing. That's what I'd rather do. That's what I'd rather do, and that's what I do. That's how I operate. That's how I hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. And this has been revealed by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Most people have no idea who the Holy Spirit is. My Lord, They have to listen to Uncle Benny Hinn. When the Holy Spirit was given to me at baptism, when the Holy Spirit was given to me at confirmation, when the Holy Spirit was given to me at ordination. Oh, signs like these shall follow those who have the Holy Spirit. That's right. Little Gracie was completely healed. Hallelujah. My friend Robert, the weeping stopped. The little boy in Tobago who couldn't walk. We prayed over that little boy. He couldn't walk. He couldn't walk. He couldn't walk. By the end of the service, he was running around. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Or the man who came to me in Phoenix, Arizona on a walker. He could barely walk on the walker. By the end of the night, he was walking without the walker. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Or the woman who came with a full brace, a full body brace last year at our revival. And my Lord, she came with a full body brace. It was her second accident. And by the end of the night, she was without the body brace and she walked down the stairs. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Yes. And these young Spanish kids that come to a service and the Holy Ghost hits them and they start having testimonies and their lives are changed and they're no longer living for the devil and they're no longer taking drugs. They've given their life to Jesus Christ. That's what the Holy Ghost does. That's what the Holy, this has been revealed through the Holy Spirit. I have witnessed this kind of action since 1968. And I want more, Holy Ghost. I want more. I want more that when Paul said to that, listen to this thing, whole thing from Paul. Do you remember that story when this fortune teller was tormenting Paul? Do you remember? And she would follow Paul and Barnabas, and she would say, these men belong to the Most High God, and you know, Paul got so sick of her that one word he needed to say in the name, in the name of Jesus, get out of her. And you know what? That's exactly what happened with one word. One word. One word. I want that kind of power, not for myself, believe me. I don't need it for myself, but for the poor people who come to me. This has been revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. We are still Christians. Yesterday I had another prophetic action. Emily's youngest baby is Benjamin, and Benjamin is 3 years old, or 2 years old. He's gorgeous, three. And you know, he had a binky in his mouth. And I've been talking about binkies. I've been calling them pacifiers. And I said to him, can I have your binky? No. I said, do you like your binky? Yes. What does your binky make you feel? It makes me feel happy. Well, I know there's so many Christians that are so far advanced in God that they've got their binky in their mouth. They're just little babes with their little binky, and they cover the binky with some what? Some lovely sweetness, some honey, and they're sucking on it, and they're not going to grow because they're sucking on their binky. I call them binky Christians. I call them pacifying Christians. I told you, I found a binky in my house after I preached about it last week. I preached about binky Christians, that we don't grow up. You want to know why? Because the Holy Ghost is not part of our lives. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. Come, Holy Spirit, on your people today. Come, Holy Spirit, on anyone who wants you. Come, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, come with your power. Make Pentecost a reality in these people. Make Pentecost a reality in me more. I need more of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus, you said, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Oh, hallelujah. Send the Holy Spirit of promise upon your people now. Send the Holy Spirit of promise upon your people. Father, I need the Holy Spirit. I need to be filled again with the Holy Spirit. I need to know the words I hath not seen and ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has been prepared for those who love him. And this has been revealed through the Holy Spirit. And you know what? Most people have no idea of the Holy Ghost. I tell you, I thank God in 1968, the Holy Spirit came to me. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit before I knew there was a baptism in the Holy Spirit. You come Sunday evening to the Holy Rosary, and I want to pray with you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You come on Sunday evening, and I want to pray with you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You come Sunday evening at 7:30. I want to pray for you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because you know what? We've got a lot of doctrine, and I believe in the doctrine. You know, we believe in the Eucharist. Well, we do believe in the Eucharist. We have adoration all the time. But the church says she believes in the Eucharist. She locks her churches. That's a nice thing. Isn't that a nice thing? I want to also tell you about St. Clement's Eucharistic Shrine. Oh, hallelujah. They're going to be having 24-hour adoration starting August 15th. They need worshipers. St. Clement's Eucharistic Shrine. I've been delinquent. Forgive me, because when they called me, I was sick. I'm sorry I didn't make the announcement, but St. Clement's Eucharistic Shrine in Boston having 24-hour adoration. Oh, you need to support that. See, I believe that Jesus is present as Eucharist. I believe he's totally present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. I believe it. We have adoration all the time. Hallelujah. We have more masses in our place than the big churches. We do it twice a day, you know? Twice a day for people to come in at night. We don't only do it at 9 in the morning so only the people that are retired could come. You know what I'm saying? Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man or woman what God has prepared for those who love him. This has been revealed through the Holy Spirit. Father, we need the Holy Spirit. Send the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. Breathe upon these people. Come breathe upon them. Breath of God, come breathe upon me, sweet Spirit of the Lord. As we lift our hands in surrender to your name most high, I'm yielded to your Spirit. I'm walking in your love. I'm walking in your love. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore. Be healed in Jesus' name. Jesus, I adore. Jaws are being healed. Jesus, I adore your holy name. Arms are being healed. Move your arms. Jesus is healing your arms now. Come breathe upon me. Knees are being healed. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, be healed. Touch where the pain is. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, all this pain goes now. All these headaches cease now in the name of Jesus. Through the blood of Christ that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Be completely and totally and completely healed by the blood of the Lamb. Now, all this pain ceases, never to return again. I believe it and I receive it in faith, Lord. Heal your people, be healed in Jesus' name. Send the Holy Spirit of promise. Listen, you read the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, I have not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man or woman what God has prepared for those who love him. But this had been revealed through the Holy Spirit. I need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please, I need to hear from you. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.